This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And neighbors to the fabulous broadcast referred to as the DJV experience. So there are two of us. Most of the time there are three of us, actually four of us here together to nail it on Mondays. We need all the energy we can get. However, we do not have the services of one Victoria Pellegrino. Oh, wait a minute. What happened to her, Victoria Keelan? She said she's going to keep her name, though, right?
Yeah. That's right.
All those. One of the sweetest things, Jennifer Horn is here, Kara Schillen, the Facebook traffic back and forth after the wedding. Jennifer, the girls were all, I thought I was very matter-of-fact about it, said it was very nice, very sweet, looked very nice.
And then you told us to get back to business.
Yeah.
Come on.
So weird.
No, actually, so that was aimed at telling them to get back to business, i.e. get back in between the sheets.
That was, that was still weird, clear, but yes, yeah. Still odd.
Really? Why?
Because you don't tell someone that you're not in a relationship with to get back to business.
I was sort of encouraging him to have fun. Leave us alone. We'd be fine. We'll read about the stuff you can tell us when you get back. But now the most important thing are the two of you. I thought I was being very nice.
Oh, boy. Bye-bye. But Victoria had a beautiful wedding. She looked awesome. She looked great.
Where'd all those pictures get posted that we saw? Are those getting posted someplace? If we went to On Air Victoria, her Twitter.
Yeah, they're all on her Instagram page. She's got a ton up there.
Okay, good. All right, so you can see that. How do you get to her Instagram page? You have to be friends. How do you do Instagram that's different from Facebook?
No, it's the same as Facebook.com/whatever you would go to. You do Instagram.com/OnAirVictoria.
Okay. There you go. You want to see pictures of Victoria and her wedding? She looked very happy. It was very sweet. The whole day, as Maria Trilogy had said, was going to be perfect, going to be wonderful. She was all worried. I guess people get that way before
you
get married.
Especially
right?
When you're getting married outdoors and there's weather problems that could happen. I think that adds a whole extra element.
Well, they had a big thunderstorm, if I remember correctly,
right,
that rolled through there. And then it all cleared off. But the pictures are delightful.
Yeah.
They look very happy. Sweet-looking couple. So let's have a round of applause for Victoria Keelan getting married. Hooray! And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. The whole business about hope. When you get married, there's a thing about hope. We all think about our lives together, individually, collectively, and we think about happiness and think about hope. You're doing that, Jennifer. You're the next one up at bat here in terms of getting married.
Mm-hmm.
You give yourselves the time and the opportunity to have a good. This is the season of the year when people are getting married. Lots of talk about it, lots of people cheering you on. I just want the feeling to last as long as it can. That would be my wish. That's what I said to them in a note, the very personal note I sent to them Saturday morning, that one of the things is to make sure that you focus on each other. That's the best way to have it last as long as it possibly can. You want to lift somebody's spirits? Hope. And the hope for the future can be very bright with people who really care about each other. And I sense that they really do care about each other. It's a mature, I thought it was quite mature. And they're both kids anyway. They've waited until they really sort of felt that they had it together. And I thought it was interesting that Lou, who is her husband now, was the one who really wanted to get married. I don't get that Victoria really cared one way or another. Because she loves him, and it's an expression. It's one of those things. And you've gotten all of this, Jennifer. People, is it more women most of the time who want to have this expression? And if you do want to have the expression, why do you want to have it? What does it give you that you don't have now, being married?
Well, I think it makes it legal, obviously. You have
legal for
legal
whom?
Rights. Well,
legal,
I think for
mean?
Legal reasons, and this is why I think that we just take government out of marriage, and yeah, but yeah. If we do that, I think right. It gives you some legal rights, and it makes it official. I think it's the sign that you kind of are out there. Now, I don't know. I mean, I'm no huge, you know me, I run mm-hmm. from this kind of stuff. I run
yes.
from commitment and stuff. So.
Yeah, right. For other reasons.
It's tough. Like, if you're asking me to be the advocate for marriage, I don't know that that's the right person to be, but I think...
You or I, neither of us would be the advocate.
Yeah, but I think for me in my life, I think I can understand that it just makes it official. It's the thing where... more ceremonial than anything else, you're committing in front of your friends and your family that this is the person that you're going to be with for your life. And, I mean, there's some beauty in that, I suppose.
Yeah. All right. So it's the government being involved. You have, and you know in your heart and your soul what's right, what feels good, what is good. So bringing the government in is just another way to screw things up, as far as I'm concerned. But there are those who think they have to protect themselves. And if that's the case, then why are you getting married? That would be my question is, why do you need protection if you're really into the right thing? If you're not into the right thing, feel like you need protection, then don't do it. I think that prenups and all that other stuff is part of it, and it is real. A prenup recognizes the realities of the way people are, and sometimes you don't really know the person that you're marrying, and sometimes they change, whatever it is. So it's a protective measure. I say, why do it in the first place? That would be my... Why bring the government in, or why do these things? If you're not sure, then you're just asking for it, it seems to me. Speaking of government policy, your friends at the TSA, Jennifer, began a new screening policy for paper products last week. Paper.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Did you see this?
They're going to start looking through your books, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Looking through your books. And seeing also what sort of food you're bringing on the plane. What in the hell is there? How could you possibly think that this was in the purview of the government unless you realize that Big Brother has arrived? That's all this is. This is insulting.
Well, I don't think that they're looking at the titles of your book.
Oh, bunkum. That's a
They're
lot
looking
of
at what's inside your book. Okay. And, okay, so I can actually
you believe
tell
that?
You. Well, I kind of do because I'll testify to this. When I was going to Mexico a couple of times a year, our family friends had a home in Mexico. And in Cabo San Lucas, you remember, Doug, I would go down there a couple times a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were getting ready to sell. They ended up selling their home to the Sheraton because it was beautiful property right there on the beach. And so on our last voyage, there was a plumeria tree in the backyard, and I always loved it. And so our friend said, well, why don't you take a shoot of it home so that you can plant it, start one at your house. Okay. Well, you're not really supposed to do that, right? You're not really supposed to take plants on planes.
Yeah.
But I took my little shoot and I thought, well, I'll put it in the center of my magazine so that
nobody will
find
see it.
It.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I went to the airport. And, never was I ever checked or scrutinized at the airport in Cabo. Never. They just kind of, like, let you walk right through. They make you walk through a metal detector, but that's about it. This particular day, they took my suitcase. They tore everything out. They found my magazines and proceeded to shake everything out. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to Mexican prison. They shook out the magazine that had the plumeria shoot in it. Thank God it didn't come out or they didn't shake hard enough. But I was really pretty nervous. So I think that you could probably slip some things into books. If I could come through with plumeria.
What?
I mean,
well, what are you going to slip through?
I don't know.
Bomb?
Well, look, they're building bombs into laptops. Who knows what? I mean, shake away. If this is something you want to do, I don't care if you see what book I'm reading.
I don't
shake
live
it.
In a world like that. Do you want to live in a world like that?
Well, we do. I don't want to, but we do. I mean, wouldn't you rather have them shake your James Patterson than, than not?
Shake your booty?
Yeah.
All right. I want to have us study who Narendra Modi is. In a moment, we find out who Narendra... Narendra Modi. You know who he is, Jennifer?
I don't.
All right, so you're going to find out with the rest of the world in a matter of moments. Who is Narendra Modi? That question answered after I bring you a drier, cleaner home. Your home, at this time of year especially, is subject to mold, moisture, the rain, the humidity, no matter where you are, there are things that are going on that affect your health and well-being inside your home. So that's why you ought to contact Wave Home Solutions. Wave Home Solutions is your source for innovative, proven solutions to indoor air quality, water quality, the Wave Moisture Control Unit. That's what I want to talk to you about right now. I'm having one installed in my house because I want to get rid of the dampness, the mustiness, the smell in your basement. Most people have a basement that smells, and it's because things are moldy and musty down there. You put a humidifier into the home, mostly it goes down the basement, and it fills up with water, and you dump the water out, and you put it back in, and every day you go through all, and you feel it's like the TSA, it's travel theater. This is like home security or home safety or home quality theater, because you're really not getting anything. You have moisture still in the air, costs a lot of money in electricity, and the air is unhealthy. So you want to fix that problem, and here's the way to do it. The best way in the world is to contact the Wave folks at dryair123.com. Have you gone there, Jennifer, and filled out the little blank on the right-hand side?
I'm going to go there right now.
Dryair123.com. Fill out the little, it's all just looking for your name and your email address. They'll send you information, have somebody contact you as to how to make your home moisture-free with a maintenance-free device from the Wave folks. Cost pennies a day to operate versus dollars a day for a dehumidifier. It's all computerized, so it deals with what's actually in the air. It'll dry out your basement. It'll dry out your home. And the best thing I feel about this is that it expels radon gases. A lot of people are worried about pollutants, toxins, gases and stuff that's in your basement. I'm not talking about the stuff you leave in your bathroom. I'm talking about the stuff that's down in the basement. Moisture control plus indoor air quality of the best kind. That's the Wave Moisture Control Unit. What do you think? Are you looking at all that stuff over on the after you fill out the information, you look around the website there, Jennifer, and you can see all kinds of information about why this thing makes so much sense. This is a call for everybody to get the information at dryair123.com, or you can call them 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. 888-997-WAVE for information or at dryair123.com. Make your home healthier, your family happier. Drier, healthier home guaranteed. Go to dryair123.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! Freak out! That.
This is about my theme song. Once what, a week, I freak out.
Go to the emergency room. Got it.
I wish I were kidding.
No, I understand.
About Thursday or Friday, freak out!
Freak out! So this was the weekend for the Glastonbury Music Festival. Remember last November when I was in England and visited Glastonbury, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool to come back for the music? They have it in the confines of the old city, which is basically Glastonbury Monastery. And a lot of people come, tens of thousands of people every year. It's been going on for 20 years. And apparently this is the last one for a while. They're going to give the land and the town a rest from having the music festival. Meanwhile, the reason we have Chic music playing in the background is because the guitarist who led Chic, Nile Rodgers, performed a set that included a rendition of a collaboration they did with David Bowie, Let's Dance, and then a version of Daft Punk's Get Lucky, which he co-wrote with Pharrell Williams. He recalled Nile Rodgers how he'd been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer 6 years ago. He said, quote, "The last time we played here was about 4 years ago, but a couple of years before that, my doctors had told me that I was suffering from an extremely aggressive cancer and that I needed to go home and get my affairs in order. So I went home, I did thinking, I thought to myself, I'm a musician. If I'm going to get my affairs in order, that's exactly, what does that mean? He got a phone call from a couple of French guys called Daft Punk and a gentleman named Pharrell Williams. We got together. We wrote this song called Get Lucky. And I feel like the luckiest man in the world because 6 years after the doctors told me to get my affairs in order, today, here I am, cancer free. Wow. The cheers from the audience were cool. And it is possible. I go back to what I was saying before about hope. Using your head and deciding that that's not the way you want to check out.
Yeah, you know, the more stories I hear like this where doctors tell you that's the end and you need to get ready to die, I mean, sometimes that's the case and I guess you should get prepared, but it's just, it feels like you should never give up.
Yeah, never give up. Never give up.
I think when your mind goes, that makes it so much worse.
Yeah, don't let somebody else tell you that you're going to die.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to live.
I need Kara's voice in my head all the time.
That's it. Stay.
Right.
And love.
Anybody else define
what you're doing.
You?
Love your life. All right. Closing out the Glastonbury Festival was Ed Sheeran. I know I have to send some. Have to send cool waves to the studio in Washington, Jennifer, because I know how hot Kara gets when she thinks about Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, she loves
who had difficulties keeping his mouth shut after learning he was going to receive the Member of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire in Queen Elizabeth's birthday honors list. He has given great service to music and charity, so he's now a member, they call it the MBE. Speaking about his honor for the first time, he revealed that he's not good with secrets, so keeping the news quiet for 6 weeks was a challenge. He said, quote, my manager told me probably about 6 weeks ago, I got a big mouth, I can't keep a secret. I don't know anybody like that, Jennifer, do you?
No.
It's been quite...
Nobody here.
I don't know. I don't know anyone who would spoil the end of movies over
no.
and over
again. It's one of the things that the biggest honor you can get. I'm someone who really appreciates it. His family is overjoyed. His grandfather was a huge royalist. Royalists, the royal family. They love the royal family. We all know that. So that's good. Congratulations to him. And what song did he use? Do you know, Ed Sheeran, to finish off Glastonbury?
Oh, I don't know. He's got so many hits. I would think probably one of the big ones off of his new album.
Yeah, right. Good. Congratulations to him and to Kara. I hope you're very happy together.
I am 28 very happy.
28 past the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Be mindful how you define your limits. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you say, oh, I can never do that, or otherwise define what you cannot do, you are actually creating limits for yourself. Think about that. What purpose does creating limits for yourself serve? Well, one purpose might be is that they box you in and they make you feel safe. And that might feel good temporarily, but when it's all said and done, people ultimately end up happier having pushed themselves to see what they can really do. You can do much more than you realize. So today, I'm inviting you to step back and reevaluate the limits you've put on yourself. For help seeing your potential, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
What from Monday 6/26/17? You want conversation, you want companionship, you want fun, you want to have something you can take away from our experience that you can use to impress the people in your world? Well, the best way to do that is to listen carefully to us as we discuss Narendra Modi. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen are here, both of them, and I have done the research so that you will know who Narendra Modi is and why it is important that you know who Narendra, N-A-R-E-N-D-R-A. And by now, I'm sure that Kara, who is, her middle name is Google. It's Kara Google Schillen.
Which is lovely, by the way. Kara, tell your parents, excellent job on the middle name.
I will, and you're right. I Googled that a full 20 minutes ago. But I'll
pretend. But I promised we would,
opportunity.
What, you forgot who it was?
Yes,
really?
In that amount of time, I've already forgotten, so enlighten me. Who is it?
All right, today, President Trump is going to meet with Narendra Modi, who happens to be the Prime Minister of India. They're going to have one-on-one talks, then they will have remarks for the media, according to the schedule. They will not take any questions, however, and they will have dinner together. They don't agree on a lot of issues, trade for one of them, and climate change or whatever, however we want to encompass that. Trump has also said publicly that India negotiated in an unsavory way to ensure they get billions of dollars in aid. But anyway, there's they both have millions and millions and millions of Twitter followers. See, this is it. We know Trump has Twitter followers, but who would have thought that the Prime Minister of India has tens of millions of Twitter followers, and that's what's bringing them together. That's what they have in common to talk about. What in the world is the world coming to? I think the chemistry might be interesting and good for these two. Let's see. This guy has was here a couple of years ago to talk to Obama. And so, all right. India, as you know, is the most populous country in the world. More now people live in India than in China. It's, and they have huge problems brought about by their lack of dealing with reality. This is Doug Steffen's way of looking at it. Anyway, hedge people have 8, 9, 10 children. They haven't got the money. They don't have the resources. They can't feed all the population. They can't house all the population. When you go into some of these towns, the secondary towns, the squalor these people live in this country is awful. And that's why, you know, we talk about immigration and we seem to be so focused on the Mexicans because they want to come here illegally. There are, what most people don't know, is there are tens of thousands of people that come to our country every year from India and Pakistan who go to school here, who decide to make a life here. They figure out how to do it, and they do it the right way. They know they have their heart set on coming to America, living in America, and living the American dream. So instead of screwing the system or screwing around with the system, they figured out, okay, we know what we have to do, and so that's what we're going to do. How often do you hear a story about an illegal Indian immigrant in our country? I don't remember ever hearing one.
Not often, yeah.
No, never, never hear a story about illegals like we have from Mexico. And it's interesting because the Indians, and I don't mean this to sound in a pejorative way as being, I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I apologize for it. The Indians are much more productive in terms of the kinds of jobs that they want and can do and want to apply for. They're not laborers. Indians, generally speaking, are not physical laborers, and they're not here to fight for those jobs. They're here to pursue jobs that, for whatever the reason, we don't seem to have enough Americans to pursue. I don't get that myself. We have more and more people go to school to learn how everything works, because that's really what we have. We've become so dependent on computers. Everything works on a computer. Everything works according to systems. And these people, apparently, their mind is wired in such a way, and I don't mean this, again, to sound like I'm, does it sound like I'm bigoted because I'm separating out the Pakistanis and the Indians because they're good at this stuff? Does that sound good or bad, Jennifer? How does it...
if it sounds good or bad. you always give an interesting take. I don't know.
No, but it is. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Think about it. Yesterday morning on the farm, I'm looking for an event coordinator. And so there were three people that came in to talk to us about getting the job. And one of them was a college senior from the local college, Framingham State. And she's Japanese and Korean background, and she sat in. There were three of us just having sort of a casual conversation. She was very. She looked very nervous. I said, "Are you nervous?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Why are you nervous?" She said, "Well, because I want to do the right thing. I want to. If I get this job, I want to make sure I'm going to do the best I could possibly do." And I said, "That's great. Well, why are you nervous?" "Well, because I might not get it, and it might." Basically, what she was saying is my family might frown upon me not being able to achieve what I'm setting out to do. And I thought, what an astounding reality for her to bring that into the room and for me to notice it. I mean, that's just the way I am. When I see people who I think are uncomfortable, I try to make them comfortable. And sometimes you make them more uncomfortable by trying to make them more
comforting.
What's your problem, lady? But we had a good conversation for about a half an hour, and she had lots of good ideas. But I thought to myself, I even actually thought more about it, because the next person that came in was a woman who was about your age, Jennifer, I'm going to guess. And she was all excited and hyped up about it. She had 87 plans for doing what she was doing. But she wanted to talk. She talked and talked. I'd still be there listening to her if I hadn't got up after a half hour and said, okay, thank you very much. Nice to talk with you.
So what's more appealing then?
Well, the woman who came that was the Asian lady was young, fresh, had ideas, but
what are you trying
listening.
To say about the one that was my age, you big jerk?
I'm not saying anything about that.
You know,
you're not
the young one, young, fresh.
No,
the other one, the old hag getting ready to go out to pasture, she wouldn't shut up, that one.
Well, she didn't know enough to listen.
Oh, great. Now she's old and stupid. Perfect.
It wasn't because of her age. It was just because of who she was. They were both very insecure. This is the point I'm trying to make. It's taking me 5 minutes to do it.
They reminded me a lot of you. Just talked and talked and talked and old and old and old.
No, that wasn't where I was going with this, but thank you for suggesting it. Anyway,
her expiration date was ticking away.
We better get married soon because it's almost over.
You hear that alarm clock ringing?
Yeah, there we go. Ding, 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 ding. So anyway, my point here is that both of them were insecure and nervous, and I found it interesting that they both approached it a different way. One of them was very quiet, and the other was very chatty. And so I don't know. I ended up at the end of the conversation, I said to both of them, all right, so here's the job. Here's what I want you to do. Here's how it should shake out. And there's not one job for one person. It could be two or three people doing the same sort of thing because there's a big need. You got ideas. You're going to be compensated for how well you pull this all off, in essence, how successful it is. So go for it. Why not try everybody? That's what I did. But I'm sort of following the conversation about Indians and what they do and how we perceive of them and their work ethic, and Asians who do extraordinarily well in school and who also have a work ethic based on what their family thinks of them, whether they're successful or not, and based on what they want to try. This woman has three majors at school, and she said, she looked at me and she said, I don't sleep much. I said, with all the stuff that you're doing, I'm not surprised. And she had some free time, so she wanted to do sort of what amounts to, in her mind, anyway, an internship. She said, I don't care whether I get paid or not. And I...
Doug's like,
heads up, not a great thing to say.
Speaking to my mother.
I said to her, that's probably not a good way to start the conversation. But anyway, it was a very interesting reality to see the way... these people presented themselves. And then in that way, I go back to what I said about the Indians and their motivation. The ones who come here want to get away from the circumstance in their home country where they really can't. There is so much competition for work over there. There are so few good jobs that they come here to learn and to ply their trade. I just saw a home. I just was looking, and for whatever the reason, I look at the real estate section on the Sunday paper, and it goes through the transfers of ownership of property. And there are four or five communities, they call them the W's, Wellesley, Wayland, Weston, that are the high-end communities to live in suburban Boston. And there were a number of homes that sold for $2 million plus in these communities, and there wasn't one home that sold in that price category to a person who had an American name. It was either Chinese or Indian or Russian. And I
or
found
all three. Oh.
What, living in the same house?
No, just those combo, Chinese, yeah. Indian, and Russians. You got to watch out for them.
Ooh. Right. Do you think that's interesting, though? I mean, seriously. That the biggest, the most expensive homes in suburban Boston that sold in the last month all went to people who were not Americans. In essence, well, it may become through naturalized process American citizens.
So but, why do you think that is? I mean, not to belabor this, but do you think it's because they come here when, or, I mean, are these people who have freshly immigrated, or are they people who have been here for
a
while?
I think they're people who come here, go to school.
And they work like crazy.
They work like crazy, and they make a success out of what was the what is still the American dream, which Americans have fumbled and bumbled.
They've lost. That's what gets me crazy.
Americans make it too easy for Americans to sit around with their thumb up their butt and not do anything. I told you the story of the Russian guy who ran that car rental place in Los Angeles that I encountered a year ago Christmas. He was a 30-year-old guy who came to our country. His education was paid for by the Russian government. They gave him a scholarship to go to a community college in Los Angeles. He went to school, stayed here, started working for one of his cousins who was in the car business, and they started buying cars, or their friends all put together a stable of about 50 cars for this company called Turo, T-U-R-O. It's like Airbnb for cars. And they figured out how to rent cars. And the reason I found them is because when I went for Christmas, the rental of a car was $450 from Enterprise. I said, geez, I'm not going to pay $450 for a week. I looked around to see what else was there, and this Turo popped up, and I rented a Dodge Charger, which was clean as a whistle and a great car, for $250 for the same period of time. So I start, you know me, I talk to everybody about everything. I want to know what the heck makes this work. So he's telling me how he went to school, he's starting this business, he got some help from his uncle, and now he's got 50 cars, and he says, in 2 years I'll have 200 cars, and I'll be making $2 million a year. He said, Americans can do this, but they're too lazy. He said, my friend, whoever it was, Ralph, he says he doesn't want to work, he gets $30,000 a year from the government. And he doesn't have to do any work.
Say $30 million. Sign me up.
So, but that's it. You see?
Yeah.
As long as we've made it so just stupidly ridiculous. And what motivates people in government other than to buy votes? I guess. I mean, what else is there? What's the reason for making it so easy for people to do nothing? And
because,
to basically ruin the American dream.
You should know. This is the step to socialism. This is how you push the country far left, is when
why?
You kill...
Why? What's in it for these people? What is Obama... Why does Obama want us to be a socialized...
Well, I think
America?
you get bigger government, right? I mean, isn't the ultimate goal...
Why is that good for him?
Why is that good for him? Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. I mean, is he tied in? Are there interests that he's tied into? It could be an ideology. I mean, it could just be what he...
Being a socialist worked pretty well for him. He got a contract for $60 million to write a book with his wife. What's wrong with that deal? Anyway.
Look at Bernie.
Yeah. Driving. Did you see the car he drives?
It's pretty nice.
Did you see the... Sorry, wait a minute. Hold on a second. How many people have seen the picture of Bernie Sanders' car?
I've not seen the picture of his car.
Because right now I'm picturing like a broken down little red hatchback.
No.
But I'm assuming
Bernie Sanders drives a $180,000 Audi, the most expensive Audi that exists, a fire engine red.
Well, I was
Audi
about the
Sportster
red,
for $100,000, and he paid for it with his campaign contributions. He just got it. $180,000 Audi Sport Coupe. And seeing this guy drive it is hysterical in and of itself.
He drives fast because I don't picture him driving fast.
No. Yeah. I don't think so. But although maybe. He might want to test it out a little bit.
The American dream.
Get that blood going.
But can you imagine that? $180,000 car.
Wow.
10 before the hour.
Well, good for him.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Responding to something that this is a Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, because Victoria is not here, I'll take on the job. A comment about something that I just signed up for, one of these conference calls that you can get into, you can listen to them. You every once in a while wonder about what they call conference calls, these businesses, banks, and companies that have to report quarterly on their earnings. They talk on a conference call to a number of investors who are in New York. This has become a sort of a way of doing business, and this is a group of people that I have something in common with in terms of travel and interests and talking about things going on around the world. And so I haven't had the opportunity to be involved in this conference call before, but I was invited. So I just signed up for it, and I just thought to myself, excuse me, in terms of technology, how easy, this is like old technology in a manner of speaking, but yet how easy it is for people all over the world to just dial up a number and be heard, like you were next door. It's just, I was in the car on, was it Saturday? Friday night. We were driving up, actually I was going to pick up a bunch of cows at a farm in Vermont, and I thought I hadn't talked to the fellow who does some work for me, who's down in Jamaica. So I just picked up the phone. I dialed him up, and we had a conversation. And then Meredith looks at me and says, this is amazing how you can talk to somebody that far away and have such a clear call, and yet we can't talk to each other across the street when the cell phone tower is bad. And you can't. It really is kind of an interesting oxymoronic experience, if you get my drift. All right, so now let's get to some of the other technology news here. Google is going to stop scanning Gmail for ad targeting. That'll be later this year. They're not going to look at your email anymore to target ads. How many times do you, Kara, find that happens to you? I've just sort of recently become aware of it. I was looking for something the other day online that had to do with I'm looking for a parts machine for one of my mowers on the farm. And as soon as I finished looking, I clicked on to my email, and there's an ad for some kind of farm equipment.
Happens to me all the time, and it still freaks me out. And not so much with Gmail. I don't have as much of a problem there, but with Instagram or any other Facebook, any other app that you use, you look up one thing on the internet.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake when my sister was pregnant of looking up a bunch of different baby things, and so, of course, now I get a ton of baby advertisements. Right. But, yeah, you look up one thing, and then it's everywhere.
So this practice has been criticized by privacy watchdogs and industry competitors to Google, and so they're going to stop doing it. I would think it would be good for business, in a manner of speaking, but it gives you the willies, as Kara just said, because no sooner was I done in that experience with looking up the information for this mowing machine than I went back to my email, and there it was. Plain as sight, plain as day. Instantly, they're sending me ads for various things that I don't need, but they're connected to that search that I did.
Yeah, I guess they have a corporate service called G Suite, and I guess they don't do it for that. And so I think they've had complaints because they don't do it for one service, and then they do it for the regular non-paying customer.
So you can opt out?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I think you can now. But they're still going to, I guess they're not going to directly search your emails, but they're still going to scan other things. So that they can try to give you advertisements that you'll like. But I don't know. Have you ever actually bought anything from an advertisement that you see on Gmail or Facebook or anything else like that? Because I never have, so I never really understand, you know, even if it's stuff that I've looked up, I'll just look it up elsewhere. I'm never going to click on an ad on Facebook to go find it. So I am always curious about whether they actually work or not.
Yeah.
I guess they must for someone. But
well, they've had machines that scan the words and contents of Gmail messages. This gives their advertisers, the people that are marketing, a targeted way to reach consumers, and that's what they're getting paid to do. That's how they make their money. That doesn't seem to... I'm looking around to try to figure out how else this might work. Apparently, even doing this won't stop them from showing ads in Gmail, but will instead allow them to rely on other indicators of what ads will appear to their Gmail users. There are 1.2 billion of us who have Gmail accounts. Google is looking to attract more corporate customers into their G Suite to compete with Microsoft. That's interesting. I have both of those. I never thought about that before. I have both of the ways of use Gmail and Microsoft products. Google says the move brings the free Gmail service in line with the paid version of the service it peddles to businesses. No ads. Google says business emails are not scanned. So maybe that's what we all ought to change to. How about that for reality? Technology personified here in this report at 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.